Welcome to a podcast series all about the Clifton Strengths. My name is Carrie Johnson. I'm with the Learning and Organizational Development Department here at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and I'm also a certified strengths coach. This is going to be a four-part series where we will talk about each of the four domains of the Clifton Strengths. You may be wondering, what's a domain? A domain is a category which can be used to better understand yourself or your colleagues. You can use the information to learn what you're great at and how to work best with others. Today, we're going to be discussing the influencing domain. The influencing domain has eight strengths associated with it. Those strengths include activator, command, competition, communication, maximizer, self-assurance, significance, and woo. According to Gallup, people with these strengths excel at taking charge, speaking up, or making sure that others are heard. They can help to sell ideas both internally and externally and have a natural ability to convince others. To date, there's been over 28 million Clifton Strengths assessments completed, and interestingly, only about 15% of that total have an influencing strength in their top five. One of those people includes Dr. Mandy Beeler, who is the director of the Jones Center for Leadership and Service. Mandy is here with us today to answer a few questions about the influencing domain of Clifton Strengths. Welcome, Mandy.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today. Would you mind starting out by just telling us a little bit of your background with strengths?
Absolutely. I first took Clifton Strengths as a graduate student in my Higher Education and Student Affairs program about 15 years ago, and I immediately fell in love with the way that it really focused on how people are doing things well in a positive light and how they can continue to build on their own leadership skills instead of always focusing on what they're not good at. I think our culture has a tendency to really want to focus on that negativity. And I don't think that that does much for leaders in our current society. And so I was able to work with our first University 101 peer leader group. And so that was the first group that we implemented it with and really talked about how they can lead their peers in the classroom using their strengths and realizing that they don't have to be everything for everyone, and that that's not possible. And so throughout the years, I've worked with different student leader groups, different professional groups on the college level, with some different community groups, and really helped them use that positive psychology framework to look at how their boards are made up, look at how their teams and their groups are made up, to help figure out like how you can appreciate what your colleagues and your students bring to the table in a different perspective. And so that's one of the things I just really love about strengths. Currently, I serve as the co-chair of the UTK Clifton Strengths campus facilitation team. We do facilitations focused on group and leader development in student organizations primarily. And so we also get to work with just a whole bunch of different student leaders and help them focus on where can they really excel with things that come naturally to them.
Wow, thanks so much. It sounds like you've got a really diverse background with working with students. So we're really excited to have you here. So when I was kind of preparing for this, I saw that in your top five, you have three of your strengths are in the influencing domain. So how do you see these strengths or themes reflected in your everyday life?
Yeah, absolutely. As the director of an office, I often joke that my job is to sell our office to other people, to get folks to buy into our vision and our mission, to get students really excited and engaged about service and meaningful experiences, immersive leadership opportunities. And so I really feel like I utilize my strengths in that way in communicating our message, getting others involved in the work that we're doing, really leaning into my woo, the winning others over when I need to meet new campus or community partners. I really feel like those skills have been very beneficial for me in this role because it is my job to make sure that we have really good working relationships, not only with students, but our campus partners and our greater Knoxville area community partners. And so I think that these strengths are really beneficial in helping me make that happen.
That's so great. I love that you're able to really kind of put those into practice every day. So thanks for sharing. I don't know if you've heard this within your work, but sometimes when I'm working with folks, they say something to me about, oh, I don't have that influencing strength, so I must not be good at XYZ. So is that something that, you know, you've heard? And if so, what advice would you give someone that doesn't have any strength in the influencing domain, and how can they still kind of work through some of that?
Yeah, I will give an example that I like to use that actually looks at a different domain. So I don't have any of my top five in relationship building, yet relationship building is crucial to my work. And so what I always try to explain to people is that it's really about how you use the strengths that you do have, whether they're in executing or strategic planning or in relationship building. I use my influencing strengths to build relationships in a just a different way and a different approach than someone who has primarily relationship building strengths would. And so it's not necessary for you to have influencing to be able to make influence. Leadership is all about getting others to buy into a vision, but you can do that by being a really good executor and having wonderfully made strategic plans and helping folks figure out where they need to go, helping really build those relationships with each other in the team. So really, when you look at all the strengths across the board, you just have to learn how to use your unique top five in a way that can help you create influence. And how you do it just looks differently. It might be more of a relationship building lens, or it might be that you are the visionary that's going to help lay out the strategic plan, or the executor that is going to give those step-by-step instructions and make sure that people keep going. All of those have elements of influencing. And I think that folks just really downplay what they do have. And that goes back to the positive psychology, you know, approach, in that we've really just got to figure out how to use what we do have. And I think that it's really easy to say, you know what, I'm not going to win others over because I'm not, you know, a super outgoing individual. But you know what, you might have individualization in the relationship building. And so you might identify with one person or one group that has a goal and say, I'm going to focus on how I can individualize our mission to something that matters to you to get you to buy in. So it's really just using what you have. And I don't think it needs to be that we all have influencing. There's only one group in the division of student life that has primarily influencing strengths. But that doesn't mean that the whole of student life isn't influential. So I really think it's just that remembering that strengths are not opposites. And so if you don't have something, it doesn't mean that you don't have a complementary strength in another domain.
I love that. Strengths are not opposites. That's great, great information. So I really appreciate you answering that. My next question is kind of on the opposite spectrum. What advice would you give someone with an influencing strength to try to use it more purposefully and more effectively for them?
Yeah, I think it really can depend on which influencing strength that they have. We always hear that people with woo can come across as shallow or flaky. And so I think being really intentional and recognizing that you're not winning someone over all of the time to like get somewhere. There's not always a clear goal. Sometimes you just like to meet a lot of people. And so with that, I personally have to be really intentional about remembering those small details that matter to somebody else. I try to remember kids' names or where they went on vacation. And so I think, you know, using those in ways, like realizing that there are shadow sides to every strength, everything, you know, and so working on those to realize, how can I be better at that? So with communication, I really believe, you know, that the whole concept that Gallup says, if you keep working on something that is already a natural talent, you can make it a strength. I, from a very young age, wanted to understand how people communicated, whether it was the tone or the word selection or how they did eye contact or how they moved their hands, like all of those verbal and nonverbal cues. And I was just very fascinated by communication. So I very purposely went to study communication and wanted to be better at it. And now that's my number one. And so I think you just have to really look at those and say, which ones do you want to be better at? Which ones do you want to lean into? And where can you kind of find that balance in the ones that might not be so easy on others. Because sometimes it can be really exhausting. Influencers, I think, can really be exhausting because we love to talk. We love to get to know other people. We always want to get things moving. With my activator, I really have to balance that and be very intentional and say, you know what? Sometimes it's okay if the action item at the end of the meeting is, hey, team, go reflect on this, and we're going to talk about it at the next meeting. While I might want a concrete task to go forward, I have a lot of folks on the team that I work with that need that reflection time. And so being okay with the task being reflection. So I think really thinking through the goods and the bads, because there are with every single one of them. So really digging into the shadow side, and looking at those and realizing that you can use your influencing for good when you are really intentional. So getting to know it and getting to know what it really means and how can you use it for the best, I think is the best way to use it, is just all of your strengths is to really read those insight reports. I always get people who don't read them. And then when they do, they're like, wow, that was really accurate. And so I think it's true for influencing, but really getting to know it, whatever the strength is, getting to know what those shallow sides are, the shadow sides, and really working on balancing that in your leadership approach is really key.
I love that you really kind of focus on being purposeful about it. And I think, you know, having an opportunity to share that conversation with your team is really helpful in that aspect as well. So thanks so much. We really appreciate your time today and want to just give you an opportunity. If there's any, do you have any final thoughts about the influencing domain?
Yeah, you know, I really love the influencing domain. I get really excited looking at it because I think it has so many possibilities. And I think that comes with owning your domain and knowing what it is. And so I think you can get excited about any of your domains. I'm personally very excited about the influencing one because I think it makes me better at my job. I think it makes me a better community member. And so knowing what I can do with it is really exciting. So with the influencing, I think, you know, it's called that, but all of them can also do that, I think, is a really helpful thing to remember. But we might also talk your ear off about it if we have influencing. So hope you got some time.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And for anyone who is here at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, if you are interested in identifying more about your Clifton strengths or processing your results more, please feel free to reach out to the Learning and Organizational Development area, and we would be happy to work with you or your team on understanding these more. Again, special shout out to Mandy. We really appreciate you and your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.